Thanks for coming today. My name is Ryan Hoag. I'm a group program manager on the OneDrive team. I'm responsible for the mobile apps. I've been at Microsoft 11 years and have worked on OneDrive and its earlier incarnations for 6 of those years.
And I'm CJ, program manager. I've been working with Ryan for the last 2 years on the OneDrive mobile apps as well. I'm responsible for the Windows 10 app, and I focus also on scenarios that have to do with making it easier to work with your photos and videos.
So how many folks in the room use OneDrive or have it deployed at their organizations? Okay, this is about everybody. All right, how many use the OneDrive mobile apps? Okay, that's also pretty good. How many use the OneDrive mobile apps for work? Okay, a little bit less. All right. Well, our goal by next Ignite is that everybody that raised their hands to the first question are raising it to the second one as well. So we're gonna show you the ins and outs of the mobile apps across all three platforms today so that you're equipped to answer your users' questions and set them up to be productive on the go. So we have mobile apps available today on Android, iOS, and Windows. And with the latest release of our Android and our Windows apps, we've added the ability to connect to your SharePoint, TeamSite document libraries. So this is really turning the OneDrive app into the file manager for all of your Office 365 files. These are some pretty big numbers. So over 500 million people have data stored in OneDrive. We've had over 150 million downloads of our mobile applications. There's not a lot of services that are operating at this scale. In addition to that scale, we're also relentlessly focused on the quality of our applications, which has led us to maintain 4-star or higher ratings in all 3 app stores. So that's enough slides. Now what we're gonna do is actually spend the rest of the time walking through a real life scenario that we think is pretty applicable to many of you and your organizations. In this scenario, CJ and I are gonna be sales reps at Contoso Clothing, and we're gonna get a request for proposal from a potential customer, and we're gonna work through responding to this, creating a presentation, and we're gonna span across all the mobile devices that OneDrive works on. So with that, I'll turn it over to CJ.
So here I have, this is my iPad Pro. It's a personal device, and I take it to work. And I can do this because I've got a variety of apps here, and I can connect to both my work and my personal content. So for example, I use the Apple Mail app here. As you can see on the left-hand side, there's the Exchange mailbox, which is my corporate mail, and the Outlook, which is personal. So I'm expecting an email from Michael Smith from Collingwood School. And he's sending me a request for proposal for some uniforms. And I see I've got this email here, and there's a PDF attached to it. Now I know I'm gonna wanna work on this proposal with Ryan, so I'm gonna put it up in OneDrive so it makes it easy for us to work on it together. I'm gonna tap on the PDF, and this brings up the iOS Share extension, something I'm very familiar with. And as you can see, one of the apps I can share to is the OneDrive app. I'll tap on that. And once I do, this dialog comes up and is actually a reflection of how I've set up my OneDrive app on this device. So here you can see I've got my work account there. When I tap into that, the reason it does that is because I actually do have both my personal account and my work account set up in OneDrive. So I'm going to keep this document a work account. And now I'm going to choose a folder for this to live in. I tap into the files. And you'll see a list of folders here, which is the folders from my private work area. So I have things like business data, custom products, fall line development. And what I want to do here is actually pick the custom products folder and save my file here. So I'm just going to tap upload here at the bottom, and I'll start seeing a status for the upload right away and get a fairly clear confirmation that it's saved to OneDrive. But that all went pretty quickly, right? So what I'm going to do now is open up the OneDrive app and show you where that file got saved. I'm going to use the split screen functionality to pull up OneDrive. And there it is at the bottom. I'll tap that. And you can see it's dropped me right into the root of my file system here with the business data, custom products, fall line development, and floor plans. folders. If I tap into custom products, you'll see that the Collingwood School RFP has come in as a PDF right here.
So one of the things I wanted to just highlight here before we go back to CJ, we just showed two integrations on iOS, so that share extension, a lot of apps on the platform take advantage of and plug into, so it's easy for apps to communicate to one another. And then this split screen view is something unique to in iOS 9, but on iPad Pros and some of the larger iPad sizes. And we're taking advantage of both. So we always look for opportunities where an OS maker exposes a new capability that we think makes sense to deliver a more delightful user experience. And you'll see throughout the presentation other examples of where we've taken advantage of that.
Thanks, Ryan. So now let's get back to the OneDrive app. I'm going to open it up in full screen view so that we can get a closer look at it. So I'm going to give you a tour of the app right now. And for those of you who are already using OneDrive with your personal account, this is going to look very familiar, because every function that you can do in your personal account, you can do in your private work files. So let's start with the core views. At the bottom, you'll see that there's a bottom bar with the views. And the first one that's highlighted right now is in the files. If I tap on that again, that'll take me back to my root folder. I want to call attention to the top header. It says files, and then it says Contoso. So it lets me know right at the very top that I'm working in my work area. It shouldn't be confused with my personal files at all. To the right of that, there's a plus button. And this is the way that I will be able to create content within this area of my OneDrive. You can do things like create folder, take a photo, choose existing, which is basically just uploading a file from your local drive. And the next three, Word document, PowerPoint, and QuickNote, these are just really quick ways for you to create an app, create a document. It'll open up the app. You can start working on it right away. Don't worry about naming it. We'll save it back to OneDrive and give it a default name. Really fast and easy. So now moving on to the next bar, there's a gray bar there that has more options for you to view your data. I'll start on the left here. There's a sort by, and you can see that you can sort in this app by name and by date. Looking to the left, there's actually a view switcher. What's showing right now is what we call the list view. Gives you details about the file name, the last time it was edited, even the file size. But for those of us that are a little more visual, it's nice to use this view here that I tapped on with the squares. These are the thumbnails. And what's visual about this is that we've taken a document preview of your document and put it in the thumbnail. And this way, for me, it's sometimes easier to find something like the November-December ad proposals here than it is to actually look at the text of the file name. So let's take a look at a few of the commands, or actually all the commands, that we can do with these files. On the iPad Pro, you just press and hold, and that puts the app in what's called selection mode. Right away, you see that the top header has changed. It's now blue. If we start on the left, there's an X to quickly get out of a selection mode if you don't want to be in there. And then you've got a number that clearly tells you how many files or folders you've got selected. So as I go up, the number goes up, and if I deselect these ones, of course, the number goes down. Now to the right are the commands that we can do on this file, or on the selection. It's what you would expect. There's share. You can delete it. I can take this file offline, so when I don't have network connectivity, I'm still able to get to it. I can move it, and if I look at the overflow, there's details. I can rename this file, open it in another app, or edit it. So let me just show you what move looks like. That's this button with the folder and the arrow. And when I tap on that, it pulls up the file, basically my folder structure, where I'll be able to choose where I want to move this file. I'm going to pick the custom products folder, because I think these ad proposals are going to help us with our presentation. Now, if you look at the bottom bar, you've got two different commands that you can do right now. First, new folder. So if I didn't want to put this right in custom proposals, I could create another one. And then on the right-hand side, there's move, which is actually what I want to do. So I'll just tap that, and the file gets moved. Now, there are also options for folder. So in the same way we selected file, you select the folder. The command bar is blue, and then we have this same group of commands on the top right. Now, the key here is that there's certain things that we saw on the file that we don't see on the folder. So what's important is that we're not disabling buttons, or we're not trying to make it hard for people to see what buttons there are. We just give you the options that you can do. So it's really quick to choose what you want. Like in this case, there isn't an edit option because there's nothing to edit on that folder. All right, so now let's move on to the next view. If we go back to the command bar at the bottom, you'll see the item next to files is called recent. And here's the list of the recent documents that I've been working on. This is a great view for just returning to where you left off. And what's nice about this view as well is that if you're using an O365 app like Word or PowerPoint, this same list of documents is going to appear there when you go and open up a document from there. The next view is sites. So this is where I go to look at all my files and folders on my SharePoint sites and my O365 groups. If you've already been using SharePoint, this view should, again, look very familiar. We've divided the sites into two sections, the top one being the ones that you frequently go to, and then the second one for the ones that you're following. And if you actually don't find what you're looking for here, there's a search button in the top right. That's the magnifying glass. And if I tap on that and type in the group that I'm looking for, that'll come up, and once I tap into there, I'll get the list of the document libraries that I can work with. Simple tapping into the first one, documents, again, you'll see all the files and folders here. And this part of the application works like what I've just shown you in every place else. You press and hold, you get your command bar that's up on top, it's blue, and the commands change depending on what you can do in that state.
CJ, do you want to go back to the previous screen really quick? I wanted to call something out. We didn't even really cover this in our practice, but up in the top right, you see the open site link. So one of the things you all might have noticed is when we released a SharePoint app back in June, there's deep integration between the SharePoint mobile app and the OneDrive app. And so just like in the SharePoint app, if you want to go into the full files experience for a document library, it deep links into OneDrive. This allows us to go right into the SharePoint app if I want to see all the other content like the site's calendar or lists or other portal type pages. So we have that handoff where it's seamless. And we have single sign-on working between the apps, so it's a really seamless flow.
Well, that's a really good thing to point out. Thanks, Ryan. All right, last view here that I'm going to show is called Shared. And so this is the list of documents that have been shared to me by everybody else in my organization. Again, another way to look at your files so that you can find them quickly. Okay, so I think we should get working on this proposal. Let's go back in and start some documents. I'm going to go to the files route again and tap into custom products. So the first thing we should do is look at what they're actually asking us to look at in this proposal. I'm going to tap on the RFP, and that pulls up the PDF in our in-app viewer. So this is really nice. I haven't been taken to a separate app. I can start working right away with this document here and start reading it. So as I read through, I can see that there's a few important dates, a few key dates that I need to keep in mind. So the pitch is actually happening on September 30th. Now that says to me that we should have everything ready for review within our team by the 29th. So what I'm going to do is actually annotate this document so that everybody that looks at it is aware of this date. So if you look at the top bar, there are additional commands on the right, and there's an item here for a pencil. If I tap on that, that'll bring up the toolbar. So I'm going to bring out my pencil and actually just write on the document that we need to review this on September 29th. All right, now as I read through it, I actually see a couple requirements that I'm going to highlight, because I really feel like if we focus on this, we can differentiate our proposal to the Collingwood School. All right, it looks like that's about all that I want to annotate. So now I want to go back to my files and start working on the PowerPoint. Now to do this, I'm going to just tap on the top bar. There's a left arrow in the corner. I'll tap on that, and that returns me to my files view. As you can see on the bottom, there's a status. It's telling me that it's uploading a file, and now the upload is down. The upload has been done. And what you'll notice is that it didn't upload a new file. So all those annotations that I just did on that PDF, they went right back onto that original file. This means when I share it, everybody gets the same version. There's no hunting around for which was the last edited version of this PDF. All right. So I don't know if that troubled anybody, that this was going over the original file. No? Well, I actually think that some people might have found that. I mean, the first time I saw that, I was like, oh my goodness, you just like messed up that PDF. What if I want to show somebody the original? Well, And the good thing about this is that you can actually roll back these changes. So these annotations that I've just added, there's basically a command that lets you remove them, so you can always get back to your original document. So there's no issues there. All right, let's get to this proposal. So I just tapped on a document within my file system that opened, which was a PowerPoint, and I've opened it up.
That was fast, CJ. That opened really
Sorry,
fast.
You're right. It did. It did. Do you guys want to see that again? All right. We're going to go back to OneDrive, and we're going to tap on the Collingwood proposal again, and that's opened it up here. So I always start my proposals as a template, and that just doesn't, I should at least make sure we're all on the same page here as to what we're working on. So I'm just going to edit this here.
So this is another example where we've got the Office 365 apps working together to complete scenarios. So just like we do with the SharePoint app, we have single sign-on working from OneDrive to the Office apps. This is actually an area that we've spent a ton of time over the last 12 months trying to make better and more reliable. There's actually going to be some significant updates to the apps over the next 30 days that's going to even improve this further and increase the reliability of that. Anyway, that was the one thing I wanted to call out here is just this really quick ability to go back and forth without prompting your users additional times to sign in to continue working or continue a task.
And so now I've gotten the edits that I want to make. I feel like I really need Ryan's help on this now. So I'm just going to go back to OneDrive, and I want to share all of these four documents that I've put in this folder. But I don't want to share them out just individually. We might just actually start adding more documents to this folder, deleting them. So I'm going to share out the whole folder. And to do that, I'm just going to go up one level, just like in your file hierarchy. I'm going to tap the Files button on the top bar again, and that'll take me back up one level. I'm going to select the custom products by tapping on the folder. And now the Share button, and that pulls up a very familiar UX. This is why sharing is easy. We're using the iOS Share extension. Now, we've made a few customizations here so that it's really clear how this link is going to be shared. So the first thing I want to call out is at the very top, it's stating that this link is only going to be available for people in Contoso, and they can both view and edit the folder. Now, this type of link is known as a company shareable link. There's a second type of link that we create, and it's called an anonymous link. And what that allows you to do is grant access to a file and folder that is available to anybody that has the link, and they don't even have to sign in. So this is a really handy tool for sharing. So as we go down the dialogue here, you can see there's a set of apps that I could share this link to. And for those in the rooms who are concerned, like right now, I can basically share it to anything. But there are also admin controls that would lock down certain apps that you could share this link to.
Yeah, so I did a talk yesterday where we dove into the mobile application management capabilities for the OneDrive apps and securing your files on mobile devices. If you want to learn more about that, you can watch the recording. But as an admin, I'm able to go in and via Intune MAM, I can actually choose to whitelist certain applications and block others. So if I wanted to really control my environment and where the corporate data could flow, you would actually not see any apps showing up there on the top bar. And iMessage, Mail, Twitter, other apps that aren't sanctioned by your company wouldn't be available to participate here in this contract, and you would only see the controls on the bottom that are native to the app.
So then now you'll see at the very bottom, there's just, these are the custom shortcuts that we've put in to help you share this link faster, just sort of a one-click way. We've got the first option is invite people. This is probably the simplest flow. It just lets you add in the email addresses you want to share with and then send it off away. You can also copy the link, and that'll put that in your clipboard so that you can paste it in other areas. And the third option here is email in Outlook, and that takes that link and puts it in Outlook into the Outlook app so that you could actually add a customized email message or give some important context to the link that you're setting. And the last option, view only, simply changes the permissions from view and edit to just view only. So I'm going to go the simple route. I'm going to invite Ryan to share this document. I'll put his email address. And you'll see that there's an option here for allowing editing. I definitely want him to be editing, deleting, and really keeping these documents up to date. So I'm going to leave that as it is. And the last step I need to do is just click the add or tap the add button that's in the top right here. And that will update the permissions for that folder so that Ryan can get access to it. Now, it's one of those things where I've sent this out. Sometimes it's hard to know if Ryan's got the message, but I know that the app is actually going to send me a confirmation that this link actually got emailed. So let's have a look at my email. I see I've got one new message. Let's just open it up all the way. And if I go back up to the inbox, you'll see right now I got an email that says CJ Tan has shared custom products. So what is this? This is basically the email that I've been CC'd on that Ryan got to let him know that this folder is now shared. So now I've got confidence that he's ready to go, and we can start working on this proposal together.
Cool. Thanks, CJ. So now I'm going to switch devices here real quick. Make sure I got the right one. Okay. So I'm on my Android device. In addition to getting that email, I also received a sharing notification. This was announced this week. It's going to be rolling out over the coming weeks to mobile devices. We've had sharing notifications for the OneDrive personal service for a little while now. Now we're bringing it to OneDrive for Business. This is another way for me to stay up to date with the things that require my attention so that I'm not kind of hunting around and wondering when that thing got updated. If there's an action for me to take, I know about it and I can dive right in. So let's go ahead and launch the app here. This is our Android app. So just like on iOS, we've got a lot of the same commands, capabilities. Let me just give you a quick tour of the app so that that you all can get oriented. So what we have here, we actually use a drawer slide-out style menu. You can see I have two accounts added. Just like on iOS, I can have my personal account and my work account. Within the work account, I've got the same familiar pivots around files, recent, shared. Discover's a new one. I'm going to talk about that in a little bit. But let's drill into sites. So within sites, I can again see the frequent sites that I'm visiting. Here's focus group testing. I can drill in. I can see a list of all the document libraries for that particular site. And then I'll just back up here. Go back, take a look at a couple other sections of the app. And of course, we have offline files and recycle bin. Now let's actually drill in and take a look at what CJ shared with me. So I'm going to go to the shared pivot. And it was a folder for custom products. So I see that item. Now here's the actual list of content. I can see that the PDF was updated 8 minutes ago. The proposal was updated a minute ago. And I can drill in and look at all of this content right here. And you also see an indicator to the right of the item with the two little buddies that indicates that this is a shared file. So let's go ahead and pull up the proposal here. And you can see the annotations that CJ made on the file show up right here. I can see we need to review this today. And then we also have a couple other things highlighted here around athletic gear and something about the continuity of form from kindergarten to 12th grade. Okay, that sounds important. So I wanted to show a little bit of the commanding capabilities that we have on Android. So similar to iOS, they actually show above the item here. And they show either when I'm displaying the item in kind of a one-up preview mode, like we do for PDFs and many other file types, or I can go back and do it at the item level here, where I could select it in a list view by tapping and holding, and the same list of commands shows up. So what I want to do now is I actually want to walk through. I want to take a look at that proposal that CJ started on. So I'm going to tap that PowerPoint. We'll see if it's as quick here. Or not. What we're going to do is go a little quicker and we'll try it again. Okay. So you can see we opened a PowerPoint right in the app. This is a fairly new feature that we've recently rolled out. We've had the ability to preview PDF files in photos and videos for a while. We've recently added the ability to preview and do a quick view of all the Office docs as well. So you can see I can quickly swipe through this. It opened relatively quickly. I can go and do different things like see all the slides at once, be able to jump to a specific one. And if I actually wanted to go in and edit a slide or make changes to this presentation, all I have to do is tap in the bottom right on the what's called the floating action button. You see the PowerPoint icon there. What this would do is open the file in PowerPoint. I can continue editing it, and then again, automatically save back, similar to what we did on iOS. And just like on iOS, we have the single sign-on capability implemented, so you don't have to worry about re-authenticating every time you do this.
And the reason that we're mentioning that feature, the single sign-on twice, is because it's actually a hard problem to solve. The team's been working really hard doing that, and so we're really proud that it's working.
Yeah, and it's painful when it doesn't work.
Yes.
We know that too. And so we take it seriously. Now let me back up again and go back to this Discover view that I showed earlier. So now that the app supports both OneDrive content and SharePoint content, and it's become kind of the file manager, file hub for all of your Office 365 content, we've looked at kind of moving beyond some of the basics of file management and collaboration and want to bring the intelligence of the Microsoft Graph to help you discover more interesting, more relevant content to help you be more productive and keep up with what's happening in your organization. So what this view actually shows is documents that are trending in your organization. They could be things that have been recently modified. They could be things that are popular, that they're being viewed by a lot of your colleagues. And all of this content are things that you have permission to access. And it is a blend of SharePoint and OneDrive content. We have this same view on the web, and it's going to be coming soon to other mobile platforms. The Discover view is really something that's unique to OneDrive and SharePoint that you're not going to find anywhere else. Okay, now I'm going to go back to the shared folder that CJ has all of our work files for this project in. And we're getting ready to go meet with the client and review the current state of where the project is. We want to get feedback on this presentation before we kind of wrap things up for the final rollout. So, the restaurant we're going to, I don't know what the network connectivity looks like there. So one of the things I'm going to do is make sure I've got both of these files available to me offline. So again, by pressing and holding, I selected two files, and you see the parachute icon up in the top right. By tapping that, it's actually downloading a copy of these files so that I have them offline. I want to make sure that worked. There we go. Didn't work the first time I tapped. So now, regardless of network connectivity state, I'm guaranteed to be able to get access to these files. And to get a quick jump point to get to them, I can just go back to the menu here, tap offline, and you'll see those two files right there. Okay, so now we meet with the client at lunch, got some great feedback, and we're ready to go back and incorporate that feedback when we get back to the office. But of course, you know, taking a client out to lunch, I've got a receipt. We paid for this. I hate dealing with paper receipts. Had a lot of paper receipts this week. So we've actually added a new capability to the app that I want to show off here. It's called Scan. So we brought in the power of Office Lens into the OneDrive app so that I can easily go in. And let's see, the lighting isn't super great up here, but hopefully you all can see this. So I've got a two-page receipt here. I've got the actual itemized, which I need, because this one was over $100. And I'm going to go ahead and take a picture of that, and it's relatively okay. And I'm going to hit this plus button here. And now I'm going to do the second part so that we can actually get the tip and everything. Okay, those look good. I'm going to tap the check button there in the middle. What this is actually doing is stitching those two pictures together, saving it as a single PDF so that when I get back to the office, it's super simple for me to get that expense report filed. This is just going to get saved right into my OneDrive. Okay, so now that we are done with that, I'm going to switch it back to CJ.
All right, so we've incorporated that feedback from lunch. We've been working really hard. We're going to jump time. It's September 30th now, and it's the day of the presentation, and we really want to make a big splash. So we've invited the Collingwood School team to come to our offices because we're going to do our presentation on the Surface Hub. So the Surface Hub is a device. No? Excitement for the Surface Hub! This is a device that is a world-class collaboration and conferencing experience. And here's the thing, OneDrive can be at the center of that because this is where I can log in and get all the files that I could want to work with in any meeting and also collaborate with the people in the meeting right away. So this is going to get a little bit repetitive, but I'm going to go through the app a little bit before we move on with our with the rest of the scenario. But this app right here is a Windows 10 app. The app is the same app that you see on your Windows phone, on your HoloLens, another device that I know that you all probably are itching to get as well, and coming soon to the Xbox. And it's also available in the store for the desktop. So for users that want to also have an app experience like the one I'm going to show you here. So this is, again, very similar to what we have on iOS and Android. I'm going to tap start here by showing you the accounts and settings menu. And for this particular meeting, I really only needed my work account. But you can see here, you can add as many accounts as you want for your personal, your work, to the Windows 10 app as well. And we use, I'm going to tap on the account settings there, and we use the Windows web account management to add accounts. So again, this is just a built-in Windows user experience for adding accounts. And we take advantage of that, so it makes it really easy for you to follow. Now, if we look at the right hand again, this is the sort of like the drawer that we saw in Android. We've got our core views. We start with all files, which is all the files that I have on my private work. You can go to recent documents, and now we've got a great view of all the recent documents so that I can quickly get back to how I'm working. The next view after that is shared. You're able to see all the files that your organization has shared with you. And the latest view that we've added to Windows 10, and it's currently in the Windows Insiders preview right now, is for sites, because you need to get to your files and your folders on your SharePoint sites and O365 groups. So just like we saw, we can tap into a site, into a document library, and the same commands that we saw in the rest of the app, we can see here. If I press and hold, we'll pull up a list of commands. So you can do things like share, delete, details, download, move, rename. Everything that we showed you before, you can multi-select. The apps really do have the same functionality. So one command that didn't show up here when I dropped down the list, it's called keep offline. So I know that a lot of customers have been asking for the offline feature to come to Windows 10, and that's also in Windows Insiders preview right now. And when you have that.
Oh, yep. I was going to jump in with one other thing. I forgot to mention it earlier when I was showing the offline feature. So we know a lot of you want to see the ability to take folders offline. So we support files today. Folders are going to be coming soon. We're actively working on our plans there so that you can actually select an entire folder, have those contents come offline, and get updated.
That's a good point. And that all the platforms will get that as well. The last view here is the recycle bin. And of course, this is where you go to delete the files you don't want anymore and also to restore the ones back to their original location. OK, so we've got to get ready for this presentation. I'm going to go back to my files view. And tap into the custom products view and pull up that PowerPoint deck. You can see we've got the updates that I just made. PowerPoint's always saving automatically. It's really good to know. And I actually notice on one of our slides, we've got a mistake here, a little bit of a typo. So I'm going to tap on that and quickly edit the text so that we don't have this typo. Put that away, jump that to the first slide again, and then start the presentation.
Awesome.
So one of the things I want you to notice, and what Ryan and I have demonstrated, is that with OneDrive, along with the Office 365 apps, you really can choose when and how you do your work. Now, it's one of those things where it feels like it was repetitive, but we've shown you that the features are similar or the same across all of the platforms. We're using integrations with the OS so that the things are easy to learn, they're easy to support. And that means you can be productive right away, even if you have to switch devices. But there's actually more for us to show you. So Ryan's gonna go through a few of the things that we have coming up for the apps.
Okay, thanks, CJ. So a lot of what we've shown thus far is what you'd expect of a file management sharing collaboration application. So like the Delve Discover view, we're always looking to push the boundaries of bringing more intelligence to your files and things that you can do. So I'm going to show a couple of new features now. One of them is leveraging the power of the Microsoft Graph. and the other one is going to show an example of more deep OS integration with iOS 10. Both of these are going to be coming soon. So CJ kind of skipped over the Me tab when she was giving her overview of the app previously. In the Me tab, this is where you go to switch accounts. So I can see my two accounts here on the top if I want to switch between my Contoso account or my personal account. But right in this middle section, we have a new feature around active files. So have you ever authored a document, shared it, wondered, did anybody look at it?
I totally do that
all the time. Does anybody even care? Did anybody view this thing? Okay, yes, couple. So you don't have to wonder anymore. So now with this new active files feature, you're able to go in and actually see detailed trending data on how many times your file is being viewed, by how many people. And we view this over a two-week time period. So let's take a look at some of these. So you can actually see some of my documents are trending down. They were trending up earlier in the week, but I guess we've been busy presenting and not actively working on these files. So I can see this list here. If I want to see more, I can tap the see all command, and I can see a much longer list. If I want to drill into a specific file, I can see a neat trend graph where I can go back on a certain date, and I can see on the 26th, four viewers viewed this file 12 times. Overall, it's been viewed 85 times over the last 2 weeks, but it's trending down. So this is going to be rolling out to iOS users next month. Another thing that you might be wondering is, why do we release features on one platform over another? Because we don't have Discover View yet on iOS, and just like we don't have the Active Files feature on Android. So we generally like to bring it to customers first on one platform, get feedback, see how it performs, incorporate that feedback back into the product to make it better before we take it to broader release. And this also allows us to ensure that we deliver top-notch user experiences and maintain maximum engineering velocity. So the next thing and final thing I'm going to show before we start to wrap up is a new OS integration capability that we've done with iOS 10. So as CJ showed earlier, we do a lot with iOS 10 with the split screen view, the inking support, the share extension integration. And one of the cool things that Apple announced with iOS 10 was they were extending the ability to integrate with iMessage. And we know a lot of collaboration and conversation happens in iMessage, including about work stuff. People are there talking about files, going back and forth on things. So we thought it would be great to bring all of your files in Office 365 right to where the conversation's happening in iMessage. So let's take a look at what that looks like. So if I tap iMessage here, you can see I'm having a conversation with a colleague of mine, and he wants to take a look at this PowerPoint. So if I just tap here under the Applications button next to the new message, you can see this is where all the app extensions that support iMessage will show up, and you can see OneDrive's here. So if I tap on this, I can go into a folder, and we could actually just select the PowerPoint that we're presenting today. And I just tap that arrow, and let's make sure that this goes in. And there you go. And so he's got this file now. You can see there's a little indicator there with the OneDrive cloud on top to show that it's a OneDrive file. And he's able to tap this right here, have a preview show up right in the experience without having to transition out of iMessage, and we can continue the conversation around that document. This feature is also going to be rolling out. We're going to take questions at the end. This feature is going to be rolling out next month to all iOS users. Okay, so a final thing I want to highlight is that we strive to make our mobile apps accessible to all users. This is an actual quote that we received a couple months ago in the iOS App Store from one of our users. So we take advantage of TalkBack support on Android, VoiceOver on iOS, and Narrator on Windows 10 to make sure our applications are usable for those with impaired vision. And every new user-facing feature actually goes through extensive usability testing before it's actually released out to the public. Switching, okay. All right, so to wrap up, we've got 4-star rated apps across the 3 mobile platforms. We have deep OS integration to provide best-in-class user experiences. And we have a commitment to continuous improvement and innovation. An example of this is we ship the mobile apps updates every single month, sometimes more frequently on some of the platforms. And we've actually, from the the 4 years I've been working on the mobile apps at OneDrive, we've increased the size of the engineering team tenfold in that time period. So we are committed to continuous improvement and development here. But really what this all boils down to is that you and your employees have the ability to be fully productive on the go and not tied to their desk. And you all have probably already seen many of these, hopefully throughout the week. If you haven't, I encourage you to watch some of the recordings. These are the other great OneDrive sessions that we've had. If you're interested to know more about how to protect files on mobile devices, like I mentioned earlier, I did a talk yesterday that I encourage you to watch to get a better understanding there on what you can do. And as always, Fast Track is a great tool for you to use to get help get your organizations onboarded, but it sounds like a lot of you are already onboarded, so that's awesome. Join the tech community at Microsoft and please evaluate the session. We take the feedback seriously to help improve the content and quality of what we share with you every year. And we've got a couple minutes to take questions if folks want to come up. Thank you.